Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Glad you're back with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We got lots coming up, but I want to get straight to my guest. He is Graham Renz. He's a senior policy analyst with the Show Me Institute. Graham, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Nice to be here.
Hey, buddy. Great to have you on the radio again. Listen, this caught my attention yesterday. There's been lots of talk about the fact that, hey, we're getting a soccer stadium. It's going to be privately financed mostly, and we're all happy. And then I read in the paper yesterday that the city is going to the state, and they're going to end up asking for $30 million in tax credits, and then the Taylor family wants another 25 years of city tax abatements on top of it. So here we are again talking about a huge outlay of taxpayer dollars to attract a sports franchise.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. And just to insert real quick, I'm under 30 and I know what malarkey means.
That's good. All right, good.
But in terms of the MLS stadium, you know, when the second proposal was coming along, I was talking to some folks. I said, you know, this proposal is better than the first one. It's not good, but it's better. And back then it looked, you know, as close to good as you could hope for, given how, you know, the history St. Louis has for throwing money after projects like this. But now it just looks worse and worse and worse. As you know, we've got asks for $30 million in state tax credits. So that's not just folks from St. Louis, but people from Cape, people from Kansas City, from up north, everybody helping to subsidize St. Louis's, brand new toy. And that's when the state already has hundreds of millions of dollars in, outstanding tax credits, money that can essentially be credited towards your tax bill that the state doesn't know when they're going to be used.
Just to be clear, let me interrupt. That means that while it's not taxpayers handing the Taylor family $30 million or the city to develop the site, it means it's $30 million that will never go into state tax coffers that would have otherwise.
That's right. And it often depends on what kind of tax credits they are, but almost all of them, what they do, you get issued a tax credit, and then you get to essentially redeem it when you want to. So that means redeeming it when you want to means that you've got your tax bill, and then you go to the state and you say, hey, here's my tax bill. Here's a credit I have. Take the amount that the credit is for off my tax bill.
Right.
So when the state's trying to budget, they've got to say, oh, well, let's guess how many hundreds of millions of dollars of tax credits will be redeemed this year. And so it just puts a strain on the state. And it's when they're redeemed, it's essentially money that they would have collected, but they're now not going to.
Right. Yeah. And then you started to say the other issue is then once they secure the site, and that's what the $30 million in tax credits would go for, to get the plot of land ready over there next to Union Station, where you currently have on and off ramps to 4064. Once that's done, and then the construction begins, on whatever revenue is brought in there over the next 25 years, the Taylor family wants an abatement of those taxes. In other words, they get to keep them, correct?
Correct, yeah. And so this would be for property taxes. So the taxes that they would pay on this brand new privately owned stadium, because it's going to be, they will own it, not the city, they'll be subject to property taxes. And the new amount, the amount that they would pay once the stadium is built, they won't have to pay at all. So what that means is that the things that your property taxes usually fund, like school districts, police, fire protection, all that good stuff, that's not going to get the money that it would have otherwise gotten. And that's what the city has this huge problem with, you know, with these problems, like TIF and all these things that we hear about so much.
Yes.
The problem is that beyond unfair treatment, all this other sort of stuff, the basic government functions, the things that people actually depend on and need the government to do and to do a minimally decent job of, those services can't be rendered to taxpayers because the city said, oh, yeah, well, we've promised to every fancy developer that they just don't have to pay those taxes. So sorry, ordinary taxpayer, you're screwed. And so that's essentially what we're going to see here. And for 25 years, right, that's a long time. And I'm just looking through this application that the MLS folks put together, and they say things like, and this is I'm quoting, simply put, MLS fans are the people St. Louis will need to recruit and retain to populate St. Louis's booming startup sector and St. Louis's growing biotech. So the idea that these people have is that you're going to, you know, it's build it and they will come. And it's sad that folks, and especially folks who handle so much taxpayer money, still believe these sorts of things. But essentially, these folks are saying, hey, if you don't give us the money, no, you know, St. Louis isn't going to grow. Nobody's going to move here. And then, your schools and whatnot will really be screwed. But, you know, what's so ironic is that, one, nobody gets up and moves just to be close to an MLS stadium.
But yeah. Yeah.
Just because of how this thing is going to be funded, even if it is a great booming attraction, the schools and fire and police, they're just never going to get the money that they need. And they're going to have all this new demand created by the activity at the stadium, and they'll just have no way to pay for it.
It's a field of dreams is what you're telling me there, Graham. And we're just going to wait for all the people to come walking out of the cornfield, and then we'll be good.
Yeah, right. I know folks move around for all sorts of silly reasons, but I cannot imagine saying I'm going to move, you know, from Nashville or Indianapolis to St. Louis because they have a soccer team. You know, I just can't even wrap my mind around it. But this is the sort of stuff that these folks are pushing.
Yeah, it's a great point. Hey, Graham Renz, thanks so much for your time, my friend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.